Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm the fuck where I'm home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Cott. And if you want to be among the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Debbie Rivera of Cary, Illinois. I say among the first because, like, our producer's here at first. But otherwise, if you're supporting us on Patreon, you're the first. And thank you, Debbie, for being in our corner. So, you know, we have so much music in our brains. There's always a song shuffling to the top at any given moment. That's what the Desert Island Jukebox is for. Mr. Cott, give us a hint, a tease, if you will, of what you're going to lay on us.
While we were on holiday break, many more artists left our consciousness. You know, went to a higher plane, hopefully.
We hope.
We're going to talk about two of them.
All right, we'll hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. And we are back. Greg, somber reason to add tracks to the Desert Island Jukebox, but we can always celebrate the music.
Absolutely, and it gives us an excuse to play some of this great music. I think the Specials debut album meant as much to you as it did me and many others of our generation. I'm talking about 1979. Terry Hall, the lead singer of that band, died on December 18th. He was only 63 years old, had a tough life.
That one hit a lot of people hard.
Absolutely. It came out of nowhere. From Coventry, England, an industrial town with a big Caribbean immigrant and population, ended up being the center of what became the two-tone movement, the ska movement in England. Biracial band that fired up that multicultural generation of kids growing up in England under Margaret Thatcher, who began her Iron Lady reign in 1979, the same year
the Specials
Specials started their own two-tone label and released their self-titled debut album, which was a huge hit. The Specials understood that the best kind of protest music is the kind you can dance to.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to combine that incredibly skillfully. You can sing about racism. You can sing about unemployment. You can sing about right-wing violence and turn it into a party. You know? And that was their gift, dancing on the grave of, you know, what was happening in England right now.
Would that it were the grave. We're still battling these same problems, and we still need the Specials.
Yeah, the idea of fascism, you know. Huge immigrant population, as I mentioned, that they were imbued with that culture. And the Specials included some of those Caribbean immigrants. Terry Hall learned from them and at the same time was a marvelous spokesman for the band. The Specials scored 7 straight top 10 singles during that era, starting in July 1979 with Gangsters, reached number 6, and concluding in June of 81 with a number 1 song called Ghost Town.
Yeah.
Paul was part of all of that and then left the group. There were some internal struggles within the band, and it ended up forming Fun Boy 3,
mm-hmm.
you know, an offshoot group which had its own string of successes. Fun Boy 3 had a bunch of top 10 singles. So two major bands of that era that Terry Hall was a part of. You know, I would play something from the Specials. I think we played them on the show before. I don't think we've ever played Fun Boy 3, but I do want to play their version of Our Lips Are Sealed, which some people associate with the Go-Go's because the Go-Go's recorded it first.
Had a big
but
hit.
It was actually a co-write between Terry Hall and the Go-Go's Jane Wedlin.
Mm-hmm.
And Fun Boy 3 did their own version, which is a very different version than the one the Go-Go's did originally, mm-hmm. which was more upbeat. This is more of a haunting version, which for my money is one of the best singles of that era. Here's the Fun Boy 3 with Terry Hall on lead vocals with Our Lips Are Sealed on Sound Opinions.
It doesn't matter what they say.
Fun Boy 3, Our Lips Are Sealed, in tribute to Terry Hall, dead at the age of only 63. Greg, we have another passing to mark.
We did, and I'd mentioned Tom Bell when we talked about the Delphonics in relationship to the Tarantino movie Jackie Brown, you know, with that famous moment, or at least famous for me, when Pam Grier plays that Delphonics track. Just a great throwback to the Dusty's soul era. Tom Bell was the architect of that song and many others during that era. I'm a kid raised on AM pop radio in the 70s.
You tell us
and
that.
And I had no idea that Tom Bell was the guy who made so many of those songs that just ended up seeping into my consciousness and, you know, informing my life at that point. He was a classic arranger, producer, songwriter, a musician behind the scenes of so many great songs, the Stylistics, the Spinners, Dionne Warwick, as well as the Delphonics. I mean, you know, people associate Gamble and Huff, his friends, Leon Gamble, Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, with that sound. But Tom Bell was just as much a part of it as they were. Classically trained musician. He expanded the kind of orchestration we heard on top 40 singles. You know, you think about, you know, half dozen to 20 instruments on every track. There were oboes on Betcha by Golly Wow and bassoons on Make Up to Break Up and timpani, harpsichord, zither. A lot of those instruments Tom Bell played himself on those tracks. So pretty amazing arranger and musician. When you think about the gripping introduction to Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time, that included French horns. Electrical sitar and celesta in the span of, you know, a few seconds. Amazing.
It just builds,
sucks you in right away. The OJs, he didn't write that song, Backstabbers, but when you think about the arrangement on that song, that is all Tom Bell, that sort of Latin-esque vibe, Afro-Latin kind of vibe in that song is his work. He was very influenced by Burt Bacharach. Bacharach worked with Dionne Warwick. Bell ended up working with Warwick and Then Came You, a collaboration with the Stylistics, one of her biggest hits in the mid-70s. So if you think about Tom Bell's influence, I mean, hip-hop artists sampled his stuff all the time because it was so rich. Tupac, Nicki Minaj, Mary J. Blige, they all sampled his work because they loved these songs just as much as anybody who was listening to AM pop radio in the 70s yeah. did. It's hard to pick just one track, but I would like to highlight that version of Backstabbers that he arranged with the OJs. That, again, listen to the groove, listen to that Latin feel that that track has. That is all Tom Bell's work. Here's the OJs, arranged by Tom Bell, Backstabbers on Sound Opinions.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care. Yeah, yeah. Then it's all you fellas who better beware.
Backstabbers by the OJs in tribute to the man who arranged that incredible song, Tom Bell, dead at the age of 79. That's it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.